Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Wash your hands, and Joe at rt.ie is the simple email from anywhere, 24/7, 365. Now, Marie is on the line, and she connected with a caller yesterday, Paddy. Sorry, it's not Marie, I'm starting with Therese. Theresa, my fault, sorry. Theresa is on the line. Theresa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
And how are you?
Good, good.
Okay. You've contacted us about your 22-year-old son who is transitioning to be a woman.
Yes.
Now, first of all, is it okay if we call him your son at this stage?
It is. He's comfortable, as I say, in the process of transition,
okay.
So he's not at that point yet.
And he's comfortable with being referred to as David and he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about David and his situation.
Well, basically, he's always been a very quiet child and very kind of caring and kind-natured child, but I was always felt there was something in as far as maybe Asperger's or some form of, you know, disability of some kind there. So I did go to my GP when he was 15, and I asked to be referred for him to be assessed, which he was on a waiting list for a very long time. He never got assessed at the time from them.
Okay.
I ended up doing it privately myself recently. But basically, he at that point, the GP referred him on to psychiatry, which he was attending for probably a year and a half. And through those appointments, he told them that he was transgender. So he had been assessed by the psychiatry team for that year and a half, and was referred to another psychiatrist for to be assessed, to be seen by an endocrinologist who would then obviously start treatment. So obviously we went ahead and did that, and at the time I brought him to the psychiatrist to be assessed, to be, you know, seen by an endocrinologist and for treatment to start. They felt that David was confused and he wasn't transgender, that there was some form of Asperger's or autism there, which at the time I did say I thought that anyway, and had him on a waiting list for 3 years. And then he turned 18 and was an adult and was put on the adult waiting list, which that took time as well. But anyway, after that, psychiatrist told us that he didn't feel David was transgender, we went back to our GP for advice on whether to go private, which we did do, and he was seen by an endocrinologist about a year ago and treatment started. So he obviously was happy at that point that the diagnosis he'd got from the psychiatrist, first off, that he was transgender, that there was gender dysphoria is what they call it. So he was happy enough to start treatment, which obviously David at the time was delighted, because he was finally being believed as to who he was and who he wanted to become. So he started hormone and injections about 8 months ago. And everything was going fine. You know, he was due to get a prescription there recently, about 3 weeks ago. And when I rang to get a repeat prescription, the doctor was on, was going to be on leave from the Friday, so I wanted to make sure, obviously, I got the prescription before he went on leave. So I rang the following Monday to get the prescription, and I was told that he was no longer going to be on treatment, that the doctor had stopped his treatment. So obviously I asked, how is that possible? I'm paying you privately to, obviously, for my child to be who he wants to be. And basically, she said that he had received a letter from a psychiatrist from the HSC, the first guy he saw that felt he was confused. And because of that, he couldn't go against that psychiatrist and treatment had to be stopped. But, I mean, we weren't told this by the professor David was seen. We were told this by the secretary over the phone. So it was totally a shock to, obviously, David and myself that his treatment was being stopped, because David had been on antidepressants from the time he attended psychiatry first, and he'd come off them 6 months ago because he could see changes in his body. He was developing breasts. He was he had attended for laser treatment on his face because obviously the hair removal. And he could see things moving a lot more, you know, more positive for him, and I could see he was happier in himself. So for the treatment then to be just stopped, like at the very start of the treatment, David had to sign a thing to say he would wouldn't be able to have children, obviously, once this treatment started, but also he would develop, and this was irreversible. He would have to have surgery to get the breast removed. So I'm just very angry at this point, and so is David, because we're not getting any answers back from either doctors. We're not. I've made numerous calls, and I'm not getting return calls. So I just really don't know what to do from now, and I'm constantly watching my child because he has self-harmed in the past. I'm checking his room in the morning to make sure he's still okay. I'm having to ring from work to ask my husband when he's here on his day off to check him, to make sure that he hasn't done anything to himself. So I just, I did say this to the secretary, because now they want a third opinion, which obviously the cost of that is €500 or €600 for me to get a third opinion. But then what happens if this third opinion doesn't want to go against the first psychiatrist? And where does it leave my child? Where does it leave David? Do you know what I mean?
So just to remind people, your son is 22.
Yes.
So he can make these decisions himself. He didn't make the decision lightly, I presume. Why would he
put
himself through this?
Yeah, and because he's such a quiet person, it's not like he wouldn't do this lighthearted. He finds it hard to talk to people about anything. So for him to be able to go to somebody and tell them something so personal about himself,
and he's
and go through these changes.
And he's been told if he proceeds, which he has proceeded for 8 months, he won't be able to father children.
No, basically he had to sign a thing to say if he wanted to freeze semen at the top before the treatment started. And he signed off that, obviously.
And you say there are noticeable and irreversible changes in his body.
Yes, definitely.
His breath.
You know, he's... it's just the difference in him in the last couple of months. You know, he's more chatty. He's more confident in himself. You can see. I mean, he dresses up in his room. He has makeup. He's women's clothes. You know, I just, like, as he said to the secretary when I spoke to her that day, how can you tell me at the age of 22 that I'm not who I am? I'm telling you who I am, and you're saying I'm not. People are saying I'm not. You know, for a parent to see her child going through this and then be told, oh, by the way, hang on, the treatment has stopped, but you've gone through all of this. And apparently when the treatment stops, the male hormone kicks right back in. It can be quite, it can have a really bad effect depression-wise, obviously, as well, which is why I'm watching him around the clock.
And the diagnosis, which was the middle psychological, there was a psychiatrist, he believed that David suffered from Asperger's. Did you say you had him assessed privately for Asperger's?
I did about, I'm trying to think with the COVID thing, I did have him assessed about 5-6 months ago, and it came back he had Asperger's. Now, I did always feel there was something there, because... Dave would be very routine. Everything is it's a bit like with him transitioning. It's like he's doing it in a way that he wants to see himself develop more as a woman and be more confident in coming out and becoming Lucy is his, going to be his name, his preferred name. So, you know, I just, at this point, I'm out of answers
options.
As to what... I don't know what to do next.
And
you know?
The transit, how has it been for yourself and your husband going through this as well?
It's been very hard. My husband initially obviously was, you know, was a bit shocked, because to be honest, so was I. I did think at one point David may be gay, because I knew there was something different. Yeah. But at the same time, too, he's our child, and we 100% support him and want to make sure he's happy like we would our other children. We would do anything for them. Anybody would do anything for their children, you know.
Has he got any other support, David?
He would be online, I think, on certain, you know, transgender sites, and he would have good friends because I would hear him laughing and joking.
Yeah,
and
great. And have you, I presume you've had a chat, has David heard of anyone else that's been stopped after 8 months of medical treatment to transition?
No, I've never heard of it. I do know of somebody else who went through the transition, and there was never any kind of an issue like that. They would have been younger at the time they started their transition, but I've never heard of treatment starting and then stopping. I don't know. Is that something that happens? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. And from the information you've gathered, to reverse what's already happening in David's body as he transitions with the medical treatment, the hormone treatment and injections, that would require an operation.
If he was to have the breast removed, yes, it would be a removal. So it would require surgery, yeah. But that's not what David wants. David wants to be a woman. You know, David wants his body to be female.
Yeah.
You know, so what they've done by stopping this just and leaving him totally in limbo, not knowing what's going to happen next, is just wrong, you know.
Yeah.
And the worry alone of himself harming, or he did say to the secretary when he spoke to her that he would go online and try and buy some form of treatment, and she said she wouldn't recommend it, but she couldn't stop him. So that's my other concern as well, if he goes online and tries to buy something.
And the original report that diagnosed gender dysphoria, who compiled that report?
It was the psychiatrist he had seen for a year and a half.
And then when he was referred by the GP to the public gender clinic, that's when the second psychiatrist had to assess him, and that's when the second psychiatrist said, no, this is Asperger's.
That he was confused, yeah.
Okay. But then when you went to the endocrinologist...
Yes.
Was he or she happy?
He was happy, yeah.
Okay.
He was happy to go ahead with treatment. He had seen the report from the first psychiatrist and...
He didn't say I want a third opinion.
No.
Was he aware at that stage that the middle psychiatrist, so to speak, had diagnosed Asperger's, not gender dysphoria?
He was, because our GP had asked us to make sure to be totally honest with
Guy. Well done. So the current practitioner that David was attending up to the time the secretary told you need no longer attend, that current practitioner, the endocrinologist, he or she is, they were aware of the disagreement between two previous diagnoses.
They were, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They were aware from the very start, too.
And who was suggesting another psychiatric assessment?
I think it's the first or the second psychiatrist that he saw at the gender clinic has said there needs to be a third opinion. And that's why...
But he said this to the endocrinologist, and the endocrinologist said, OK, even though I've read all this stuff before and I did proceed and I'm 8 months into the treatment, it's private treatment. You pay, I presume.
We've paid over €1,000 up to this point, I would imagine.
And you just said mid-treatment, I believe there's... I need another opinion.
Basically, the secretary said he couldn't go against the other guy.
And issues of due care to your patients. Did he explain to your son, to your adult son, listen, we're stopping the treatment, this is what will happen to your body?
No.
Nothing?
No, nothing at all, not even a letter, not even
Did they
a phone
say
call.
To him, we are stopping the treatment, but we're going to recommend this medication to offset the withdrawal or the issues with your body that would arise when this treatment stops?
No, nothing at all, no.
And have they Have they arranged a follow-on appointment?
There is a follow-on viral appointment in August with the private guy. And as I said to the secretary, you know, that's 6 weeks away. In the meantime, David isn't on treatment now, probably for 9 weeks at that point. But he's also, yeah. I'm also having to watch him in case he does something
that.
To himself.
Okay, and would you talk to him about that?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would, yeah.
You seem to have a good, relationship, which is a great start.
Yes, yeah, no, I would have. He is very quiet, but
And does he leave? Does he leave the house?
No, no. He did attend college, but he failed his second exam, and obviously the transitioning was happening, and obviously the issue with the Asperger's, I hadn't had him assessed at that point. Had I had him assessed, it probably would have helped in college, but. And that's a separate issue altogether. But yet, no, he doesn't leave the house now. No.
Okay. Does he have friends? I know he's in a transgender support group or whatever. But does he have other friends going way back?
No. He had a friend in primary school, one particular friend, and that was it. Yeah. He hasn't had friends since, other than online.
But the critical thing as well is, as he was transitioning over the last 8 months, you said he was mentally better and he was happier.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as I say, he came off his antidepressants about 6 months ago because he felt he didn't need them. Yeah. He felt he was feeling obviously better in himself and, you know, didn't.
Okay.
He was moved. There was light at the end of the tunnel, I suppose you could say.
And Teresa, when the treatment began 8 months ago, well, it's 8 months and 2 or 3 weeks at this stage, when the treatment began 8 months ago, did you say to him, were you 100% behind him, or did you say, maybe you'll discover in a month or two this is not for you?
Oh, God, no. No, I was 100% behind him.
Were you? Okay, why?
Because he's my child and he was an adult and he was telling me this is who he was.
Okay, well, that's very clear. That's very clear. Okay, I just wonder, has this ever happened to anyone else? Or has anyone else decided after 8 months, I don't want to proceed, and what effect it would have on your body? Okay. Is David listening now, Teresa, do you think?
I've obviously spoke to him about it, but I wouldn't say he's listening. He probably wouldn't want to listen to me.
Well, you've been brilliant. Give him our kind regards, would you please, and tell him to look after himself and his mother as you are looking after him and his dad and that and his siblings. Okay, Teresa, we'll come back to you on this because this raises an awful dilemma for David himself and indeed the family. Thanks indeed, Teresa. Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Teresa. Joe at rt.ie.